Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. This week's question comes from Jessica, who went to our Facebook page at What Fresh Hell Cast. Jessica says, I could use some hope from moms who have survived fussy babies. Can I get an amen from those of us who have survived fussy babies? First of all, yes. Okay, anyway, Jessica says, my second is 3 months old and is so fussy. My toddler was not fussy at all. My husband's been home with us and is going back to work next week, and I'll be home 3 days a week with both kids. The baby only naps 30 minutes at a time and gets tired very quickly. Ugh, I'm dying for spring. Anyways, any moms have babies that outgrew their fussiness? Yes, Jessica. In fact, I am a mom whose baby outgrew his fussiness and is now 6'1". It can happen. There's one way that I think you're pretty lucky, which is that, if you can take any comfort from this at all, it is that your fussy baby was actually your second baby. So you are at least very clear that my baby is fussy, not my parenting is faulty. I don't know how to do this. I'm bad at this. This will be like this forever. You at least have the clear enough perspective of this is something about this kid in particular. And yeah, some kids are really, really fussy. I'll tell you some things that I figured out for mine. By the time you're hearing this, hopefully you're coming out of that, what they call the fourth trimester. You know, newborns like aren't really ready to be born. They liked it better inside. And so the more you can recreate the sound of the womb, lots of white noise, lots of shushing right in their ear, lots of bouncing. My very fussy baby, I had one of those yoga balls, you know, that you use at the gym, one of the big ones, and I would sit on that and bounce him. And he liked to be bounced on that quite vigorously, actually, and would be quite happy as long as I was doing that. And really like the shh, 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 shh right in his ear. All of that stuff I got from Harvey Karp's book, The Happiest Baby on the Block. So if you don't have that book, I would get it. He basically just suggests all this, that they need more noise, more motion than you think they would to sort of recreate the womb. Another thing I found for my fussy baby was keeping him upright really helped. Once we deduced that he was sleeping better, as in at all, in a car seat or a baby seat, but he wasn't sleeping in the crib, we realized that it was the putting him upright helps. Now that gets tricky, and I'm not going to give any particular advice because, you know, that's very charged where it is and isn't safe for babies to sleep. But I will say that keeping your baby's head elevated during nap time when you can did, for me, make the baby's nap time last a little longer. A sling is a great way to have a baby safely sleep upright. A sling, I preferred the stretchy slings. And they were also great because when you have a baby and a toddler, you can be holding the fussy baby hands-free while also helping the toddler do something. I really found them so helpful. Now, my very fussy baby hated the sling. He hated everything, but he hated the sling. So maybe it will or won't work for you, but for babies for whom it works, they are lifesavers. Overall, I'd say, Jessica, you should do what you need to do to get a little peace now. If you find that the baby only sleeps when somebody's holding her, then just, you know, let your sister come over and hold the baby, right? Let your father-in-law push the stroller around the block for half an hour. Don't worry about the whole thing of, well, she'll never sleep in the crib if I do it this way. Well, you can't spoil. Well, you can't set these habits up. You need sleep. So does the baby. And you'll be able to fix that down the road. So in the short term, because this is a short-term problem, your baby will outgrow the fussiness. In the meantime, do what you need to do for everybody to get a little bit of rest. Send us your parenting questions. We might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.